Yahtzee prize.
Hi, David. I love you, and I miss you, and I hope you're having the best time in winter. I miss the heat.
Matty is Randy Lines wishing you a great midwinter's day. We also hope you manage a bit of a celebration for your birthday last week. It's been great seeing the photos and videos that you posted online, and we're looking forward to seeing the full set when you get back. At the time of recording, South Georgia is one of the few places we can visit without having to quarantine on our return. However, TripAdvisor suggests that the accommodation is rather spartan and the weather a bit dodgy. So we'll wait to see you on your return. With all the best from Dad, Nick, Jane, Ben and Amy.
Our best wishes to you all at King Edward Point. And in line with your music requests, you also asked for this.
Hello, Midwinterers. This is Lauren Laverne calling from muggy London town. Our bodies are in different places. Our environments are completely the opposite of each other at this time of year. But in this moment, the magic of radio is that our minds are together because we're sharing ideas. So I thought that to wish you a happy midwinter and a continuing safe time wherever you are listening, whatever you're working on, I would read you one of my favourite poems, which is about that idea. This is by Emily Dickinson. The brain is wider than the sky, for put them side by side, the one the other will contain with ease, and you beside. The brain is deeper than the sea, for holding blue to blue, the one the other will absorb as sponges, buckets do. The brain is just the weight of God, for heft them pound for pound, and they will differ, if they do, a syllable from sound. Happy midwinter.
That was a lovely poem choice by my Six Music colleague, Lauren Laverne. Off the far western end of South Georgia is the UK's smallest research station, Bird Island. Plenty of albatross and seals, and just four intrepid humans. No prizes for guessing why you chose this track from Eels.
'Cause I like birds.
Message for Mark Whiffin. Hello, Mark.
We hope you're enjoying the work even in cold, short days, and that the gourmet evening meal exceeded expectations.
We have sparrows nesting on our roof again and blackbirds in the hedge. Thomas is hoping to be in Bexhill College in September, and Hector has again fallen in the slimy pond twice.
Love, Mum and
Dad.
P.S. Your treats have been posted.
Hi, Cody. We're not going to do all that floppy malarkey stuff. You are indeed truly missed. We would say more by scramble and button, but by Mum's daily tears, probably she pins it to the top. We're super jealous that we aren't there, but we're glad that we don't have to suffer with all that cold. Now, we all have hopes and dreams, and we're so glad that you're fulfilling yours. Now, you might not be able to give the love to us, but we're so glad to see that you're kissing those seal pups and hugging again too. We can't wait to see you again, and we hope that you don't fly back to another country before seeing us all soon. We wish you luck, stay safe, have no accidents, and give those seal pups four kisses.
Soon may the Attenborough come to bring Bird Island feeding chums. One day when the science is done, they'll take their leave and go.
Happy Midwinter's Day to Claire, Mark, James and Cody on Bird Island. Lots of love from the Stainfields. Cheers!
Happy Midwinter's Day, Bird Islanders. Hope you have a super day of fun, frolicking and feasting. Special wishes to JJ. So happy you're happy doing what you're happy doing. I know you don't miss me, but you miss the puppies. Molly, Fife, Ed, Charlie and I send you lots of love. See you soon, sweetheart.
I can't stand the line at the store. The mean little people are such a bore. But it's alright if you act like a tour. 'Cause I like birds.
Now let's keep the birds in going with a very special guest.
That's a blackbird in midsummer in Kew Gardens, sending you best wishes for you in the middle of your winter. The good weather is going to come again, and with it comes a ship, I'm happy to say, carries my name. And it'll be coming to you in the Antarctic in the next year. And with it comes greetings from all of us for whom you are working so hard. I wish you all the best from everybody in this country. Happy midwinter.
Sir David Attenborough, accompanied by Blackbird. This is the Antarctic Midwinter Broadcast coming to you from the BBC World Service in London. Next, a message from from the director of the British Antarctic Survey, Professor Jane Francis.
I'd like to greet everyone in Antarctica on this really important day. Hello to all our BAS staff, Bird Island, King Edward Point and Rothera, and hello to everyone who's in an Antarctic station across the whole continent. It is a really special time in Antarctica, actually, from a scientific point of view. This year we have the COP meeting, and I think all nations now are really beginning to understand that climate change is a really critical focus for us all across the Earth. Antarctica itself plays a critical role in the global climate system. So our scientists are working on the melting of the ice shelves around Antarctica and the changes to the oceans. And in turn, those will affect things like global sea level rise and a change of our climate across the whole planet. Thank you all for doing this amazing work. The experience that you're having in Antarctica, I'm sure, will be a life experience that you'll remember forever. Have a really great day. Stay warm, but most of all, keep safe.
A wonderful message and very important message from Jane Francis, Director of the British Antarctic Survey. Now for a rather different message.
Hello, everyone in the British Antarctic Survey. This is Paul Bailey here speaking to you from Hammersmith in West London on a cold and blustery day in May. Obviously, you're going to say, yeah, you say cold. Well, it is. It's a bit nippy. I hope you're all doing okay and bearing up under these strange and unsettling circumstances. I'll keep sending messages and songs down there, building up a few now. I might even get together a Bill Bailey Antarctic Song EP. Anyway, wishing you all the very best and speak soon.
It's hot and wet and muggy in London. Not much of a lark. The pubs are all shut and the restaurants are closed and the theatres are still dark. The high street as the lockdown unravels, and I can't even go where I want on my travels. At night we stay in, and the streets are deserted, and I long for the South Pole. Our lives are inverted. Yes, I long, whoa, for the bright lights of Antarctica.
Out. Absolutely brilliant. That was Bob Dylan. Oh, I mean, big Bill Bailey, musician, comedian, and winner of last year's Strictly Come Dancing. That's an anthem. We'll all have to sing it together next year. And for now, we'll go even further south and say hello to the 23 scientists and support staff at Rothera on the Antarctic Peninsula, the largest UK research station. Aurelia, you're a marine biologist studying the weird and wonderful life in the sea. Is there much you can do in winter, though, when the sea is frozen over?
It takes a little bit more preparation than jumping on a boat and going for a dive, but it's definitely possible. So what we do is we use some chainsaws to cut a hole in the ice once we've assessed that it's safe to walk on. Sometimes the ice can be up to a metre or more thick. We put on our dry suits. We do our obligatory seal watch, looking for leopard seals, and then, you know, we dive in and go for a swim under the ice.
Can you give us an example of how a leopard seal sings? After Bill Bailey's magical
song. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't dare.
No, go on.
I think it's more like a...
When you have that dry suit on, you go swimming in the cold waters. I mean, how does it feel?
Especially in winter when the sea's frozen over, it feels a little bit like flying because you've got this grey sky of sea ice above you and all the small algae, what we call phytoplankton, die down. So the water's like glass and it feels like you're flying above this beautiful, colourful seabed around you. Extraordinary.
We've mentioned leopard seals. What other creatures do you find there?
It's quite a colourful place. You get pink starfish and red sea urchins. There's a snail called the sea lemon because it's the size of a lemon. Bright yellow. We've got sea spiders, which are larger than their tropical counterparts. And then we get some giant isopods, similar to wood lice. And they've got 10 legs, and they've got a bit of an armour going on, like a little tank walking about. And you can really understand where the inspiration for, you know, movies like Alien came from when you look at these kinds of creatures.
So you spent time in Antarctica, you've dived below the ice. I wonder what changes you've experienced and how conditions are changing for the animals and plant life that live in Antarctica.
So climate change is affecting Antarctica more than a lot of other places in the world. So once you introduce change, it's more than they have learned to cope with, it's more than they're adapted to. So for them, small temperature changes are already very strong and can have detrimental effect on them. What we experience on station is we see the retreat of one of our local glaciers, which has been monitored over the last 50 years. And if you look at aerial images, you can see how the line of the glacier has been retreating hundreds of meters over the last 50 years.
Thank you for describing that, Aurelia, and for all the work you're all doing in Antarctica. But it's time for some songs and messages for Rothera, and we're going to sample a couple of their music choices from Bill Withers and Javier Rudd. I wonder if you can spot a common theme here.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too far. Anytime she goes away.
This is a message for John Law. Hi Johnny, just wanted to wish you a really happy midwinter celebration. Love from me and your dad, Russ, Rose and Tilly. Take care and see you again next year.
Mwah. Greetings Dr. Clara and fellow Antarctic Ice Cube. A brief update from the home planet.
On the negative side, it looks like we will be locked down until the end of time. London traffic has become one solid immovable mass. On the plus side, the pubs are finally open.
We miss you and send our love. Mom and Dad.
Hi Jack. Dad here. Mum and I have missed you and hope you are well. Everyone is well here. And Tom, Katie, Olivia and Adam send their love. You should obviously have done a group message. As you are our IT man, it has not happened. Hope you are enjoying the Antarctic winter and getting on with your colleagues. Mum and I love you dearly to the South Pole and back and hope to see you soon. Love, Dad.
Hi, Andy. This is your mum and
Dad.
They're wishing you a very happy midwinter. We are glad you have made it to midwinter this time. You have obviously stayed clear of knives and cable ties.
Seriously, son, we're very proud of you and cannot wait to see you early next year. Also, happy birthday for next week and don't drink too much. Love you, son.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Dad. This is the Sam Bowman.
I'm your girl, Tara.
Hello, this is the Lake District calling Ed Luke.
Hello, Ed, are you there?
I just wanted to wish you a great winter solstice celebration. Have a wonderful party and bring on the light. Over and out. Love, Mum.
Les chandéries parlent à JB. Je répète. Les parlent à JB.
Petit JB, je répète.
Petit JB.
Les enfants, nous n'avons que 30 secondes.
Je répète, 30 secondes.
Attends, quand est-ce que tu dois parler? Respiration serpent, je répète.
Respiration serpent.
Mais merde, je reviens des ondes.
Vic, l'essentiel.
Et JB.
C'est
Sam.
We would like you to be here, but you're too far. Every time we see a penguin, we think of you. Are you sure you're not just living in a zoo? We're anxious for you and your parting under the moon. Hooray for the 21st of June.
Keep having plenty of fun.
Love, Mum and Bob.
Megan here.
Kim and Ross.
Chris and Mike.
And Todd, Lucy, Alex, Hannah, Grandad and Doris. Love you.
Message for Katie Rum. Happy Midwinter's Day, Kate, from all of us. Love you lots.
Hi Katie, Steve here. Happy midwinter. Love you very much. I miss you.
Hope you're having fun on your trip.
We really miss you. And we will talk to you soon.
Wish you all the best.
Hi Katie, your trip looks epic. Missing you and can't wait to meet you somewhere for a nice glass of something.
Hi Dad. We miss you. Hope you're having a good time out there.
Come back soon.
Don't forget about us.
We miss you.
We thought we'd walk. She's so cuddly.
We haven't lost him just yet.
I've lost work to do.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Hi, Luke. Just to say, we're still missing you. Hope you're enjoying all that lovely snow and that you're not too cold. Take care.
Love you, Luke. Mum.
Hi, Luke. It's Erin.
And Alex.
I just want to say how much we miss you and we can't wait to see you. Love you loads.
Sidi.
Why are you not here? Thank you.
Hello, Luke. We'll be glad to see you when you're home. There's lots of jobs to do. Love your grandma.
Hi, Ma.
Happy Midwinter's Day.
Hope you enjoy your parcel with the contributions from the family.
You'll be an uncle by now with the birth of a new arrival.
We are proud of what you achieved learning about the ecosystem in the Great Barrier Reef.
Now Antarctica gaining new skills even your cooking.
Look forward to your phone calls and pictures. Keep them coming and get that beard trimmed.
Love you loads.
Mom, Dad, all the family, and of course, Maya.
We miss you, Pete. Just let us count the ways. Our fridges may be fuller and our servings slimmer, without a boy to browse the shelves and gaze, with wistful sighs and any thought for dinner.
We hold you in the mockers of our Cornish year. Your wild, mad posies from the weighty jungle. The first poor chapel salmon, sandy beer. Those growing grandbabies who miss their grunkle.
But in the end, beyond ways measureless to man, we just miss you like a fish without a frying pan.
Cześć Mareczku, Mareczku.
Cześć kochany.
Ja cię też pozdrawiam serdecznie.
No, co tam u ciebie słychać?
Zimę masz?
Życzymy tobie przyjemnego spędzenia czasu dalszego.
I wracaj szybko do nas.
No, jak najszybciej, ale to tak będzie w przyszłym roku.
Pa kochany.
Kochany Marku, wszystkiego najlepszego. Tęsknię za tobą. Czekam na twój powrót i wszystkiego najlepszego.
A kochanie, jeszcze raz pa.
Cześć.
This is a message from Matthew Phillips on Rotherua from his nephew Luke from Edinburgh. Hi, Grandma. Rainbow Man here. Lady Eggs, I hear that it is getting very dark and very cold where you are. Just remember, if you go outside, don't turn off freeze before you reach the third marker. We all miss you loads. And we're looking forward to you coming over for Christmas. Over and out.
Hi, Ryan. I know this message should be about you, but it's my birthday, so happy birthday to me. Woo!
Hi, Ryan. Happy Midsummer's Day. Love you and miss you lots. Bye.
Happy 21st to you and Ryan. Miss you. Love you.
Enjoy the cold, Ryan. Don't get too good at skiing. Bye.
Ain't no sunshine when you go. It's just how death ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Follow the sun. Watch where the wind blows. When this day is done.
Message for Neil McLeod at Rothera from Mum, Dad, Abby, Alan, Bake and Sammy. Happy midwinter. Have a ball. Hope you have a really good time and a few drams. We're missing our lunches with you, but I'm sure we'll catch up when you come home.
You seem to be having a ball. We're all missing you. Lots of hugs. Take care. Be safe. Look forward to you coming back.
Mainy Moo, how are you? Just wondering how you are. We're all good and doing fine, and Mum's had 130 out of your car.
To Maine and everyone down in Antarctica, hope you have a really good fun-packed and boozy celebration for Midwinter's Day.
Lots of love from all of us back here. And a big thank you to Bas for giving Maine the opportunity and adventure of a lifetime. He's living the dream.
Love you, Mainey Moo, from Mum,
Dad,
and Lion.
This message is from Mike Winslow and Russell Ross from your friends and family back home. We hope you're well, safe and happy. We have heard there are some big ladies down there in Antarctica with beautiful black eyes, so we know you're not too lonely.
We're enjoying our summer and hope you're enjoying your midwinter party. Missing you lots. Love from Elizabeth.
And Mum.
Hi Robbie, it's Lorraine here. Happy midwinter. I do envy you being in one of the most beautiful places in the world. Enjoy.
Hi Robbie, hope you're enjoying yourself in sunny Rotherhithe. The photos look amazing. You're doing us all proud.
Hi Robbie, can't believe midwinter already.
Keep doing what you're doing, son.
We're so proud of you. Love you. Miss you.
Keep the beards in.
Hello, Mummy now. It's Mum.
Hi, Mum. It's Jane.
Happy Midwinter Day!
And here are some sounds from Wales that you might be missing.
Happy Midwinter's Day, everyone. Our message is for Ryan Cummings. Hi, Ryan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Love you, mate.
Proud of you, Sean. Have a great day. Hi, Ryan. Hope you're having a good time. See you when you get back.
Happy Midwinter, Ryan. We miss you.
We love you, Ava. I'm ready for the adopted. Ava.
Happy Midwinter from all the crazy chambers. We love you.
Happy Midwinter, Mark. Hope you're having a good time in Rotherhithe. Hopefully you'll bring back the clothes safe in one piece.
Happy Midwinter, Mark. Hope you're enjoying the skiing and the crevasse work and everything else when it's not too dark.
Happy Midwinter, Mark. Hope you find your penguin.
Miss you.
Love you. Hope you have a great day.
Follow the sun, which way the wind blows, when this day is done.
But the musical theme, something about sunshine perhaps, and yes, the sun will return in a week or two. The light will shine again in Antarctica. Slowly the days will grow longer, and eventually the UK's newest research ship, the Sir David Attenborough, will arrive at the quayside with a fresh surprise. Meanwhile, here's someone else who appreciates the work you do.
Hi, this is Liz Bonin. I'm a science and natural history broadcaster, and I am in absolute awe of you incredible humans and the work you're doing out there to protect one of the most magnificent wild places on the planet. So I'm wishing you a brilliant midwinter celebration, and I hope the rest of the season goes really well for you. And give the penguins my best, won't you? Happy midwinter.
Oh, yes, and give the penguins my best too. And happy midwinter from me to all 35 of you at UK research stations, everyone else in Antarctica supporting the scientific work of 27 other nations, and to all our listeners in slightly warmer parts of the world. Have a wonderful, wonderful day today. And thank you to our guest, Aurelia Reichert. Thank you, Aurelia.
Thank you. Happy midwinter.
Happy midwinter. And to play us another sunny choice from the crew at Rotherhithe, it's Vibonium. Midwinter broadcast was presented by me, Keris Matthews, produced by the great Martin Redfern, and is a Buffin media production for BBC World Service.